What's going on, meatballs?
Happy Thursday.
Hope you're having a good Thursday.
Yes, happy Thursday. Obviously, a new episode is on tonight, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Tonight, I think we go to AC, so we see Vinny stripping, and then we go to Seaside. I don't know how much they're going to show because we haven't seen the episodes yet, but I know it's going to be a doozy of an episode tonight.
Yeah, so we don't see the episodes until they air, so we're going to be right there with you with our popcorn. I'm sorry. So I have Cameron home today, so you might hear him in the background. I made him lunch, and right now he is playing with it. Can you not play with your lunch?
I can't.
He's, like, putting his – I made him dinosaur nuggets with broccoli and, like, cherry tomatoes, and he's putting the dinosaurs
– Ooh, I'm starving.
In his monster trucks.
I can't. I'm so hungry. I've been trying to fast until, like, 4 o'clock. So, you know, like, I'm able to, like, have my green tea latte, and then, you know, I'm having, like, a Zip Fizz water and stuff like that. But I'm so freaking hungry. But back to the show of Jersey Shore. I personally think, and I feel like all of us feel this way, but this season is phenomenal. Like, we love all of our seasons. Like, we always think it's fun or whatever. But this season... And what we did and the editing and, I'm loving this season, I have to say.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just going to get better. Like, I feel like Arizona was so much fun. I feel like Nashville was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's going to be like, this was like, fun. They get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I just feel like you're seeing more of, like, our lives. Like, everybody has something going on. And then also we're, like, genuinely having fun. Like, there's not that much drama. Well, there is. But I feel like, I don't know, we're just, like, having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that people are going to start seeing more of, like, our everyday lives, too. Which, you know, I feel people want that. Sorry, I'm, like... I lost my glasses. I'm like a hot mess today, meatballs. I'm a meatball today.
I mean, same. So I've been dying literally the past 3 days. I literally just woke up to do this. Watch out for the stomach bug, you guys. This stomach bug going around is no joke. I'm talking throw up, diarrhea, fever, chills. It's like, it's kind of like COVID, but you're throwing up and shitting yourself, and it's really awful.
I know, your entire house went down with it, right?
Entire house went down. I was supposed to film this week and get my interviews done, and I'm just shot, and I'm really freaking out because I leave for NCA. Oh, well, technically right now, because we record this before it airs, but technically I'm in NCA right now. I'm in Dallas. So Giovanna has her huge competition this weekend in Dallas. Super excited. This is like the big competition of the season. There's like 2,000 teams that compete from like 400 gyms. It's like insane. So I'm like just trying to get my shit together because I need to be 100% like screaming, cheer mom, supportive, going wild. And I'm just not there right now. So I'm literally laying in bed praying to the gods. And yeah, make sure you guys wash your hands, take your vitamins. This freaking stomach bug, it's not great.
How is she feeling? Is she ready to go or is she like, oh my gosh?
No, yeah. So she's getting back to normal again and she's excited.
Oh, good.
So yeah, I'm just really excited. I feel like we really have a chance to be top three this year, and it's like impossible because you go against like 25 teams and everybody's just flawless and such good teams. So placing top three at this competition is like top three best in the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I feel like you guys are right up there.
I mean, in my heart, they're always number one. So I'm super excited about this weekend. I will be busy at a cheer competition, NCA. And then I come back and then we do a little trip with the roomies.
Yes. My God, I feel like that's coming so fast.
It's like tomorrow. I can't deal.
I know. Things are just flying. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. She's so amazing. I can't believe like how good she is.
I feel like she was born to be a cheerleader, thank God. Because, you know, I love cheerleading my whole life. And if I could, like, go back to anything, like, I would be in high school cheering at a football game. Like, that was, like, one of my best memories. So I just prayed that if I had a daughter that she would love cheer and it would actually be her passion. And it is. So I'm very grateful.
Imagine if it wasn't. You would be like, you're still doing it now.
No, I literally, I know. No, I don't want to be that mom, but I would make her like try it.
Yeah, be like, if she sure didn't like it.
I'm like, are you sure? It's like really cool.
Like, look at this. Look at this. It's cool. Can't.
Yeah, so that's my life. All right, Meeple. So I've been trying to find a way to keep my energy level steady throughout the day. And coffee on its own just wasn't cutting it. And I feel like I'm just not great with coffee because sometimes it does make me feel crazy. So thankfully, I found this little shot called Magic Mind. So obviously, being a parent, it takes a lot out of you. Me and Dina know. And I haven't found anything that gives me energy without making me crash, you know, like the coffee does. But since I've started using Magic Mind, I just feel like I'm ready to go. I'm getting everything done, definitely productive, but also I'm not having that crash where I need to take a nap before I pick up the kids from school.
Yeah. And what I found is this little shot has improved my morning so much. I love that I could take it with me anywhere I go. And if I just start feeling like a little bit of like slump, or like I'm like, oh my God, I need a boost, I literally just get it out of my purse and I take a little shot and it gives me so much energy, but I don't feel jittery. I just feel like focused.
And I personally get more done in less time thanks to the nootropics inside that improves intention, concentration, and cognition. And it also helps me sleep better. You guys know I love my sleep. So it's not heavy on caffeine. You can take it in the afternoon without worrying about not being able to fall asleep at night, because I feel like we all worry about that. But you could definitely get a good night's rest.
So some of the ingredients, one, which me and Nicole both love, is matcha. And matcha contains way less caffeine than coffee, which I love because I get super jittery super quick. And then it has ashwagandha, which reduces stress and anxiety. And if you guys know me, I have anxiety, so this definitely helps. What I also love about this shot, it has cordyceps mushroom in it, and that reduces inflammation and strengthens your immune system and supports higher energy levels and physical endurance by ramping up the production of ATP in your mitochondria.
So we definitely wanted to share this with you guys because me and Dina are loving Magic Mind. We got the energy. We're ready to go. And I actually gave this to my dad because my dad has been struggling with his memory. And this little drink has some amazing ingredients that support memory and cognition. So I feel like my dad's going to be amazing soon.
I love that. The Magic Mind team created a super offer for us to share with you guys. You can get up to 56% off your first subscription in the next 10 days and 20% off your one-time purchase with code Meatball. Go to magicmind.com/meatball and redeem with the discount code Meatball. But hurry, the 56% discount only lasts 10 days from the episode's airing date. So, Meatballs, if you're listening to this on February 29th, you have 10 days from this episode airing to get the 56% off discount. So, I finally am all caught up on Love is Blind because, guys,
Are we getting into this now?
She was going to kick my coolie if I didn't freaking watch it. She was like, text me. Did you watch it? I'm like, oh my God.
I was like, we have to talk about it. And now that you've seen it, you know why I was forcing you to watch it.
Yeah, it's crazy pants. But we can get into that in a little bit. Yeah, this weekend I'm really just, I don't really have too much big plans this weekend, I feel, for like the first weekend ever. I think we might go. There's the circus that's going to be like at
Prudential. Ooh, I love a good circus.
Yeah, and the kids never been to like a big one. It's like the, what is it?
Circus Soleil?
No, Ringling Brothers, that one.
Oh, yeah, that's like the old school one.
Yeah, so, you know, we got, someone reached out about tickets and I was like, you know what? Why not? So,
oh, they're going to be souped.
Yeah, so we might do that. And I feel like they don't do like that. I feel like that it's not like animals and stuff now. Like now it's just like
performing. No, yeah. I feel like that's like illegal now.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, like cool. So yeah, I think the kids are going to love it. I mean, I used to love the circus. That used to be like my shit.
Oh yeah. Well, back in the day there used to be the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think that's allowed anymore.
Yeah. I feel like that's abuse now.
No, it totally is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we're going to do. And besides that, oh, probably I want to start like practicing with CJ for baseball because that's like coming up right around the corner. And it's so beautiful out today. I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to get nice in Jersey now. I feel like spring's coming. And Lorenzo's definitely starting soon. Lorenzo, I have to say, he is such a good pitcher. I hope he pitches this year. But Lorenzo's team last year, they won the championship. And I signed Angelo up for T-ball this year. So I don't know how he's going to do it because Angelo gets a little feisty. And if someone takes the ball away from him, he's going to tackle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Angelo should do flag football or something.
I mean, yes, Cameron's still too young. But, yeah, we're going to give CJ did soccer, and he did good at soccer. So now we're going to give – I think he's going to like that better. I think he's going to like T-ball better.
So much fun.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Sorry. So, also, if you have a two-year-old, don't show them how to play freaking Nintendo games because then when their big brother isn't here, I'm stuck trying to figure this thing out. And I don't know how to play.
Oh, yeah. I could have told you that.
I'm, like, sitting here, and he's like, Fick, do it. I'm like, I'm on the phone. I'm like,
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Like, this Roblox thing. CJ and Chris like do it. I have no idea.
Oh, I love Roblox.
Oh, I have Nicole. When I tell you, I'm like, you have to wait for daddy because I'm like an idiot when it comes to it. I'm like, do it.
Well, yeah,
I have no idea.
There's like different worlds and stuff. My kids have been playing it for years. There's different worlds. There's different things you could do. The only one that I know how to do, and I feel like me and you would play this by ourselves together, it's called Fashion Famous. So you literally have like, I don't know, it's like 2-3 minutes to dress up your avatar. And you grab like dresses, you grab accessories, you put makeup on, like hair, everything. And they give you like a category. So say it would be like princess. You would have to dress as like the best princess and then everybody votes. And whoever wins, you know, you get points.
Oh,
You would actually love Fashion Famous. Whoever knows what I'm talking about, I used to be obsessed and play it with Giovanna all the time, and we would always win because I would make her look fabulous. But yeah, Fashion Famous is so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know. He plays like one driving around, and then you have to bring junk from the junkyard to like the car place, and then there's another one. And I somehow I get stuck in like corners. I have no idea how to get out. Then I'm like, you have to call your dad because I have no idea. No idea. I'm not the Nintendo parent. I'm the Peppa Pig.
Nintendo parent.
Monster truck.
No, yeah. It's just beginning.
Yeah, so I guess I have to tune up on my Nintendo skill. I don't know.
I love Nintendo.
Like I could do like Mario Kart, but that like Roblox, I have zero interest and zero idea how to do it. CJ's better than I am, and Cameron, I have no idea what he's just doing flips around.
Hot mess.
Oh my God! Yeah, as you can see, meatballs, I am not. I'm a little bit of a hot mess today. Lost my glasses. Can't figure out freaking this video game. Have to do laundry.
It's a hot mess week. We're meatballs.
Yes. I have so many different doctor's appointments to like for like checkups and recheckups and well checkups. Callie has to go to the vet. It's like nonstop over here.
It's adulting.
Yeah. I used to wish like be like, Mom, can you just bring Callie to the vet?
See, I miss that. That's why I stayed at my mom's when I slept over for my grandmother. I was like, you know what, Mom? I think I'm going to stay for the day because not only, like, do we need to just, like, hang out and love each other, but I just want to be a kid for the day. Like, I just feel like, you know, even though we're adults and, like, we're moms, like, sometimes I don't feel like I'm an actual adult. I'm like, how did I get here? What is happening? I'm paying bills. I'm making doctor's appointments. I'm doing all of this. And I'm like, who's going to take care of me? So when I do see my mom, I'm like, Mommy, can you make me toast? Like, can you do something for me so I could feel like a kid for a second? Because yeah. I don't know how we got here, G. I really don't.
No, my mom's like, screw you. What do the kids want?
Oh, my God, the worst. And, like, Easter, and, you know, Easter, how, you know, they get all the kids everything, but we don't even get a basket. Listen, oh. I'm still your child. I still want like a basket with like fuzzy socks and a bottle of wine. Like you need to still buy me something. I'm still your child.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom just loves my kids more than me at this point.
I mean, that's how it is.
Which is fine. I love that.
But I want to be pampered too. Rude.
I know. Can you take care of me? Can you make me mac and cheese?
Literally. Oh, wait. We have a big birthday coming up, or we have it this week. It's Jenny's birthday.
Oh, yes. Jenny is turning 30.
Happy birthday to Jenny. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Jay.
I don't even think she's going to speak about her birthday next year.
No.
I can't.
Oh, wait. If I'm 37, she's getting there.
She's getting there.
Does anybody else's? So I have a question. In the mornings, do your kids just make it very difficult to get yourself out of the house every morning, or is it just mine?
No, they used to. Your kids are at the age where, yes, it's awful. It's terrible.
I asked CJ 12 times today. I'm like, put on your clothes. Put on your clothes.
Yeah.
Put on your clothes.
And then you raise your voice and they're like,
I know. And then I'm like, get on your clothes. And yeah. He's like, he can't believe I screamed at him. I'm like, I asked you thrice, okay?
Literally, like, thrice.
Please. Like, put on your clothes. We're good. I swear we're late like every day. I swear. Because, and then I'm like, put on your clothes. Now he's putting his underwear over his pajamas because he thinks it's hysterical. I'm like, I'm going.
That is kind of hysterical.
To lose my shit.
That's today, kind of cute.
Today I'm feeling like very like PMS-y because but I'm not. I think I'm just like, you could probably notice my voice.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way and I'm like, wait, I'm not getting my period for like another 2 weeks. And then I realize, oh, I haven't had a glass of wine in like 5 days.
Yeah, I probably need a glass.
Like, I feel like that's why. I'm like, holy shit. I was like, I feel like I need a glass of wine to, like, relax.
Yeah. And then so I'm, like, yelling at him to put on his clothes. Then you have Cameron running around, no diaper on. I'm like, you need to get on a diaper.
Yeah, chaos.
A diaper.
And he's pure chaos.
He thinks he's hysterical. Callie's barking. She wants to eat. I'm like, I'm like, we're going to be late for school again. Like, I'm going to get freaking a letter. I'm going to get a letter because we're always freaking late. But I'm sorry. My 5-year-old is putting his underwears over his clothes, and then my 2-year-old is throwing around a dirty diaper. So I don't really know what to do here.
Well, actually, it used to be awful when Lorenzo was little because he had like a fixation about his freaking socks. His socks. Do you know how it has like the little line on the top?
Yeah.
That like goes over your toes. Oh my God. If that line wasn't in the right spot and I was trying to put his shoes on, he would have a freaking fit, throw himself on the floor, toss the shoes, throw the socks in my face. Like it had to be a certain way. So I would always make sure to like wake up 10 minutes early so I can get the socks softly and correctly on. Lorenzo was the worst. Giovanna, freaking saint. Giovanna, like she would get ready, get out the door. She would put her own shoes on. I'd be like, oh, you're the best. Angelo,
you're the best.
Angelo's like kind of in the middle of both of them. Like he can have his day sometimes and then, but I feel like he's more like Giovanna, but Lorenzo was my worst getting ready and getting out. I'm like, just a freaking put the socks on and go. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. And he was psychotic.
No, yeah. Every morning, it's like a struggle. And I'm like not a morning person. Like, none of us Buckners are morning people. And maybe that has to do with why all of us struggle in the morning. Mm. But like, because then CJ's like, I want to relax a little. I'm like, well, then you should have gotten up earlier when I told you you have to get up. He's like, but I want to relax. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, see. You got to get up. We have to get to school.
So this is what I realized because I've never been a morning person, like ever. Like I don't – my body and my brain and just me functioning in general doesn't really wake up till like 9 even though I get up at 7 every day. I'm just like, don't talk to me. I'm not ready. But ever since becoming a mom, I realized if I wake up early and then I just lay there. I'm just laying there. You know, I go on my phone. I go to the bathroom, wash my face, then get back in bed. And then I have like 20 minutes to lay. That actually helps me to like be a better person.
Yeah.
Because I'm a witch in the morning.
Well, that's CJ. He likes to get up and then he likes to relax. So I'm like, okay, well, you have to wake up earlier than when we normally wake up to relax.
Yeah, it's like, not great.
So yeah, our mornings aren't the best. And some mornings when they're really good, I'm like, oh my God, this was magical. Like, this was a magical day.
Well, this morning was actually one of those. And I don't know why, but everyone just woke up in really good moods. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, amazing. Like, thank you guys. Like, and that never happens when everyone's in a good mood. Nobody's fighting. I don't know. Maybe the moon is moving out of retrograde. Is it still in retrograde? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
The moon last night was spooky.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was glowy and orange and terrifying.
Oh, I'm shocked I didn't see it on TikTok. TikTok always finds the weird stuff.
No, yeah, it looked like a witch moon, like a werewolf was going to come out. All right, meatballs, elevate your everyday wellness with the number one meal kit for clean eating and discover new gut-friendly recipes each week. Yes, we're talking about Green Chef.
Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. Each week, you could choose from 80-plus flavor-packed options, including new calorie-smart recipes and wellness bundles. And you could take back time in the kitchen with dinner in 30 minutes and lunch in 10.
So I love the fact that Green Chef delivers right to my door. I'm always running around with the kids, or me and Zena are filming, or I'm traveling for cheer. You know, life just gets crazy. And sometimes I don't have time to, you know, go out and get the thing. So the fact that everything delivers right to our door, and it's very convenient, and they're wholesome, delicious meals that I can cook in 30 minutes. I can get lunch done in 10 minutes. I mean, it's just super convenient for my crazy mommy schedule.
Go to greenchef.com/60meatball and use code 60meatball to get 60% off. Plus 20% off your next 2 months. Greenchef.com/60meatball and use code 60meatball to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Also, talking about TikTok, also talk about things. So I watch TikTok and like, I see people really, I get into these algorithms of like people really liking like certain TikTok things. So like, Oh, there was this one ramen noodle that everybody loves. And I like ramen. So I was like, ooh, okay. Like, but I like the normal ramen. But everybody, when I tell you, I was getting like hundreds and hundreds of these videos of people trying this ramen from TikTok. And okay. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to try it. So I get it, hate it. I'm like, how do all these people like this? Disgusting. Like, gross. Hate it. I think it's like, it's called a carbonara. Bodak. It's like a, I don't even know the name, but it's carbonara.
Oh yeah, I don't like the flavors.
Hated it.
Like the regular normal one is so delicious.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I was like, they make it look so delicious, these people on TikTok. I wonder if they even really like it. All of them like with the eyes wide open after they eat it, like, ooh, it's so good.
Oh no, maybe it's just for the trends because it's trending.
Yeah, well, I hated it. Then I fall into the trap again. There's people, everyone's trying Swedish candy. And I'm like, oh, Swedish candy. This sounds different. Like, I love chewy candies. And it's Swedish candy. And it supposedly has, it's like better for you. It's like foamy. Everybody loves
foamy.
It.
Foamy?
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Order the Swedish candy. It's freaking gross. I'm
like, oh, I can't. You know what I always wanted to try, though, because I'm not really a candy person? They always have the pickle ones. You know how you open the pickle's red, and then you stuff, like, licorice in it and, like, the spicy thing and the sugar.
Yes.
So the only reason why I didn't try that is because I hate that licorice stuff, whatever they put in, and I don't like spicy. So I'm like, I'm not even going to like this.
I saw you could do a fruit roll-up or something around it.
Yeah, you put a fruit roll-up. Everyone says it's freaking delicious. So I might have to try it. I don't know. But
after the couple disappointments with the last two things, I feel like people just like make it like it looks good because it's the trend. But really, it's gross. Yeah. And then, so then I got into, I fell into the other trap. I ordered, sorry, just give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day. It's a day, meatballs.
Definitely a day.
I ordered that. It was like, it's kind of like overalls, but they're like cozy overalls and they're super cute. So I ordered them. It's been like 3 weeks. I still haven't gotten them. So I think I got ripped off. I don't think I'm going to
overalls.
Yeah, it's like,
do you wear overalls?
No, they're really cute. They're like an overall. I guess you could call them an overall or like a one piece, but I don't know. But I haven't got them yet. So I feel like between the Swedish candy and the ramen and now the overalls, I'm like TikTok. I can't go on these trends.
It's not the jean overalls though, right? Because
no
jean overalls on me, it makes me look like an Oompa Loompa.
Well, I do love jean overalls. I've always
loved
jean overalls.
Oh my God, it looks so stupid in them.
I always do like the one thing off. No.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, I like overalls.
I wish I liked overalls. They look so dumb on me.
No, these are like cozy, and they, if you're curvy, they make you look really cute.
Ooh.
I was like, I'm going to give them a whirl, but I still haven't received them. So TikTok shop, come on.
Get your shit together, please.
So, yeah. I have to just stop. Chris is like, you just fall into the traps. People are getting paid for these things. I'm like, well, I guess so. I guess I'm one of
well,
the...
Well, yeah. I guess they're doing their job.
Buying all these things. Like, cool.
What's the last thing that I ordered on the TikTok shop? Oh my God, they had the fake Stanleys, and I ordered one for Giovanna because the real Stanley that she wanted was, it was sold out for like 2 months. And I was like, this girl's gonna freaking have a heart attack if she doesn't get her Stanley. All her friends have it. So I ended up ordering a fake one. She has no idea.
Well, God forbid, fake, and they find out about it.
Oh, wait, nobody say anything, please. Keep your mouth shut. This is a secret.
Now she's gonna listen and be like, Mommy got me a fake Stanley.
No, she'll literally murder me. Stop. I'm going to say you're all lying. Liars.
Why is the Stanley such a big deal?
Oh, it's just like, I don't know. You know what I love? So I have a few Stanleys just because I ordered like a bunch so then she could pick whatever. But I love the Yeti. The freaking Yeti is the best. I feel like us moms, we're like Yeti people. The Yeti doesn't... it doesn't spill. The tops don't break easily. I mean, I love me a freaking Yeti. And God forbid you have a Yeti. It's just like you're goodwill. Like you're terrible.
I don't get it. Aren't Yetis better?
I think they're better 100%.
I don't know. The Stanley thing is new. And then people were like outside. Where was it? Getting a pink one? For like hours and fighting
over
it?
Oh, yeah. So that was Target. And they did the Valentine's Day pink Stanley, and people were sleeping outside in tents just to get it. It wasn't even cute. I don't freaking get it.
See, this is the new thing. Like this, it's because of TikTok.
But what was like our thing that we all freaked out about? Like what was our Stanley?
Doodle boxes.
Tamagotchis.
oh yeah, it was hard. Or remember when? Like the baby gotchis came out or Gigapets.
Gigapets. Oh my God. That just gave me the chills.
Furbies. You couldn't find
it. Oh no. Furbies scared me. Furbies reminded me of Chucky for some reason.
Yeah. Well, Santa brought both my kids Furbies because they were out again. And then all of a sudden I think they got recalled. So
why? Did they burn? Did they start a fire?
No, I think like, I don't know. Chris said something about they were like reading or like taking in the information or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But as soon as we opened up, it was like talking. I was like, oh, big regret. Big regret.
Wait, hold on. I'm transferring in my car because I have to go get the kids.
I can't believe I lost my glasses. Like, where did I put them? Does anybody else have glasses and just lose them? Because...
Well, that's why I said to buy bulk.
Where did I put them?
I lose my glasses all the time. So I just did... I actually just did another order like 2 nights ago. And I ordered 4 of the same ones because I keep like 2 in my car because I cannot see at night. And then I put one by my bed and one in my office. And ask me next month. They're going to be missing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure where I put them. Because Saturday, we went to Claire's for Colin's first birthday. And, like, we were drinking a little bit. We got home. And then me and Chris were having wine for movie night. And I don't remember. And it's not even like I blacked out. But where did I put my freaking glasses? The kids went to sleep and me and Chris kept drinking wine.
Ooh.
Or I kept drinking wine. I don't know if Chris did, but I did.
I was like, Christmas and meatball? That's fun.
But yeah, I kept drinking wine because I was watching the rest of Love is Blind to finish it up. And now I don't know where I put my glasses. So technically, this is your fault.
It's my fault because of Love is Blind?
Yeah.
It's your fault because you drank wine. I can't.
You can't not watch that show without, like, having a wine.
I mean, can we talk about it now? I want to talk about Love is Blind.
Yes, definitely.
I mean,
everybody's crazy.
Everyone's fucking crazy. And the fact that everyone was in relationships and the casting directors didn't, like, see this unless they did see it. And they wanted it to come out after the series so that everybody's talking about it and the controversy. I mean, I'm just annoyed because I've been a fan of... Oh, shit. Let me put my belt on. Hold on. I'm driving to get the kids. If you hear me, not well. So I'm annoyed because I've been a fan of Love is Blind since it started. Like, I always was obsessed with the Lacheys. So the first season was, like, so genuine. Nobody knew, like, what to expect. And everybody was really there to find love. Some of the couples are still together. It was just, like, the real deal. Then the second season, like, people knew what it was, but, like, I feel like it was still real at some point. But now, it's just, like, everybody goes on to get followers, to be famous. Everybody's in relationships. They're not really there to marry each other. It's like, you're wasting my time. I feel offended because you're wasting my time. I get so invested in these couples, and I start to love them. And then they break my heart because I realize it wasn't even real.
Well, yeah, so I did see something on TikTok that that this one guy was, I guess, vetted by the casting directors through Instagram, and he told them, like, listen, I just got out of I don't know if it was a relationship or marriage, and they were like, that's fine, like, it doesn't matter. And then he was like, well, I'm not looking to get married, and isn't that what this show is? And they were like, not everyone gets married, like, that's not the only thing we're looking for. So maybe casting has a big part of it,
what the
too.
Fuck? That's
maybe
not what you're looking for.
At this point.
How is it not what they're looking for?
Maybe
at the end, you get married. I'm annoyed. So right. Annoying.
So I don't know. It could be a mix. It could be these people freaking lying through their teeth. Or it could be, you know, they kind of told the production and casting team this. And they didn't care. Because they're more looking for a dramatic TV show at this point rather than
this. Well, I mean, I could see if they, like, take one or two people to, like, mix it up. So then you find out, like, you know, they weren't there for the real reasons, whatever. But to have, like, half the freaking cast, more than half the cast, with the same freaking story. I mean, come on. That just pisses me off as a fan.
Like, I was pretty disappointed in a lot of them. Because I was committed into this season. Like,
same.
I thought they were great in the pods. Like, one of the people that I was really super disappointed was Jeremy. Because I thought he was so funny. I thought he had a funny personality. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt like I was like, oh, like, he's at least one of the good ones. And then I found out that, first, he's one of the worst because he's freaking out till 5 o'clock in the morning with freaking Sarah Ann.
I mean,
like, what are you
doing? He cheated.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh, and I saw on TikTok, you know how he said he was in the parking lot?
Oh, yes. So I know what. Yep. That's a theory.
That place doesn't even have a parking lot.
So how does that make sense?
So he just completely lied. And then who would have thought Matthew would have been, like, the best one out of all of them, and he still probably has bodies in his basement, for
no,
sure.
No, Matthew scared the shit out of me.
He definitely has bodies buried places.
Yeah, he scared me. He was spooky. I definitely loved Jeremy in the beginning, especially seeing him in the boys' lounge with everyone. He was, like, funny. And he just seemed like a nice guy. No, he's not a nice guy. And the way he spells his name annoys me. I don't like how he spells his name.
Yeah. Wait, he put out a whole thing, like PSA. Like, we get it, enough. I'm like, dude, I understand. We've gotten hate online.
Welcome to being on a reality show.
Don't cheat on your fiance. Literally. And you won't get shit.
So the fact that he was engaged, broke up the engagement, moved out of the house, went on the show to get engaged again, and then he was engaged and then cheated with Sarah Ann. It's like, we get it. You're a cheater. And the fact that he lies and like believes his own lies is terrifying.
No, and he like sits there and he lies, and then he's like, oh, well, I showed you my location. That doesn't matter.
No.
Like, sure, you did the location, but you're still out until 5 o'clock in the morning and you're not giving any information of where you are.
Shady.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And then Jimmy, Jess, and Chelsea. I'll be honest, I feel a little bit bad for Chelsea. I do. She's getting slaughtered online for her looks. But, I mean, yeah, she kind of manipulated the entire situation by being like, who's your celebrity?
Yeah, like, sadly, she did it to herself. And it sucks, and I feel bad. But, girl, you knew what you were saying. And I feel like if his name's Jimmy, right? Jimmy? I feel like if she never said that, he would have just, like, met her and been like, have no expectations. But she messed up there, for sure.
Oh, 100%. And then, like, I feel like she wasn't expecting him to be so excited. And that's why she started backpedaling on the Megan Fox stuff. Because she was like,
I don't see it.
MGK's wife or girlfriend. And he's like, wait, Megan Fox? And she's like, her eyes lit up like, oh my God. And he's like, wait, Megan Fox?
Literally.
I'm like, oh my God, this guy is so excited. And I think she got the feel of like, holy shit, he's like too excited and I don't look exactly like her. So
yeah, let me backpedal here.
Some people say that. She's like, just some people say that. It doesn't mean I actually look like her. Like, just, you know, it's the dark eyes. I'm like, oh gosh.
No, yeah, she set herself up for that.
So sad. I actually think she's a really pretty girl.
Oh, same.
And if she didn't say that Megan Fox thing, he wouldn't have been expecting
Megan Fox,
this persona of like, yeah, this like person to look like a certain way. So if she would have came out as herself without even saying Megan Fox, I think he would have been pleasantly, like, happy.
Right.
But the fact that she put that in his head, I think, kind of ruined her chances of herself, which sucks.
I mean, there's literally so much drama this season. And then I loved, oh my God, what's her name? The principal? What was the couple's name?
Oh, Ken and Brittany.
Loved them. They were my favorite. Aside from the other couple, I was like, oh my God, love them. And then the way he was just like, it's done. This isn't working. Like, what the fuck was that?
I hated it. I felt so bad for her.
He wasn't even hugging her. He was on his phone. And then he called his friend. He's like, all right, I'm leaving. Like, what?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like that went really downhill. I think it bothered him the entire time, you know, that she was white, which is like fine. Like, you know, like that's completely normal for people to, you know, have a certain preference, whatever. But then I think he was like open-minded to it. And she was just so sweet. And then I think when he had the conversation with AD, it like about children and
everything
stuff,
changed.
Yeah. All of a sudden it was like I think that's what really solidified how he was feeling. I think his openness of like dating a white woman kind of like shut down after talking to AD. But I really liked them together. And I think that he was so sweet to her up until like the boat, I guess.
Yeah, he was. Oh my God, that boat scene. If you guys watched the boat scene when they were both on the boat and it was just like
awkward silence. It felt like a freaking year. And they were just looking at each other, looking around. I was literally, Dina, I was screaming at the TV. I was like, make it stop. Like, I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it.
Oh. And, like, he was, like, such a handsome man. She was such a beautiful girl. And I felt, was like, oh, my God. Like, they actually are really cute together. And they were so sweet. So when all of a sudden it changed, like, out of nowhere, I was like, oh, my God. And then that breakup was so, it happened so quick, I felt like I got whiplash. I was like,
it didn't make sense to me. She was just like, I'm not feeling the love. Like, I like to be very affectionate. There's no affection here. Like, I want the same feeling that I had in the pods. And he was just like, all right, you don't feel that way. Then we're not going to work. Like, what the fuck kind of response is that?
Yeah.
And your head is in your phone the entire time. If you really cared for the girl or had any respect for her, you would get off the phone and, like, hug her, console her. Like, he pissed me off in that moment. And now I'm not a fan.
I know. And I feel like it was like he was kind of excited for that conversation.
Oh, he was waiting for it.
Because he was kind of smiling. Because I feel like it was his out. But in her, she was like looking for, oh, she was really looking for like, okay, I'll be more open and more loving towards you. And but he was like, okay, so you're not feeling me anymore. And she was like, wait. I feel like she was like, what the heck is happening?
Wait, so
because I was yeah. Like, what the heck?
So I keep sending you all like the oh my God, what's the word? Of all the TikTokers like playing out the scenes. And literally it's so dramatic and like crazy, like they're exaggerating, but it's literally that's how it went down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I really do like AD and Clay. I just hate that Clay keeps saying to her, oh, you know, cheating runs in my family. Like, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, he's literally setting her up. He's like, if we get married, just to let you know, I'm going to cheat on you.
And AD, I feel like AD has the best body.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's so I love her style. Yep, love her style. Love her body.
Right. I'm like, how could this man sit there, look at this woman that has almost like basically the perfect body with the big butt, big boobs, small waist, and be like, yeah, there's a chance I could cheat on
like,
you.
What?
And like, I'm like, what? I'm like, you literally have a prize right in front of you and you're just letting her know there's a chance that there could be cheating.
See, none of these men are ready. None of them are ready.
I'm like, I can't. And I really thought, I was like, okay, AD and Clay, I could see it. But then after that, I was like, I don't know. Why is he, like, setting her up? Like, oh, yeah, I might cheat.
Well, I mean, for her sake, I don't want her to say yes to him. Like, please don't say yes.
I know. Listen, there's any man outside of that show would be freaking so excited to be with her. Her body is freaking crazy. She's so pretty.
Same.
Who else? Oh, yeah. And I also saw Amber, the one that left early because Matthew was going back and forth with her and AD.
Oh,
she had a the entire time.
That's exactly why she ran out. She was like, oh, this is my time to go because I told my man that I'm not marrying anyone.
I'm like, oh, my God. Not only did the men have others, like significant others out of the show, but so did some of the women.
Yeah, this season was just a freaking shit show. As a fan, I'm annoyed because I definitely want to watch, like, all of them fall in love and be genuine and, like, actually have, like, long-lasting, beautiful relationships out of this. And everything is just freaking fake. And we should have known that because it's reality. But, I mean, it's just annoying.
Oh, one thing. Remember at the beach party, all of a sudden, Jeremy, this was, like, when I was, like, what, this is weird. Also with Laura, the whole thing was weird. When she, like, told him to go in and smack AD's boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? I was like, what? Like, who even, like, imagine? I'm like, Chris, go and slap Nicole's boobs when
you
walk
in. I've been like, you're weird.
Like, what? Like, what? I was so, and then she was mad that he brought it up, but I think he, like, didn't understand what was happening.
No,
either.
he didn't know what that meant until she, yeah.
Right.
She
was like, what does this mean?
Like, oh, okay.
So, yeah, Laura was a little weird with that, I thought. Like, I felt like, I don't know, I felt like that was weird. Like, if you told Gianni to come in, be like, when you go in, do this to Dina, I'd be like, why would you tell your husband to do that?
Yeah, no, like,
why would you tell
we wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So I thought that was, and then she was mad at him. She's like, it was a joke. I'm like, oh no, that was weird.
Well, I'm really excited for the reunion, and I really hope the Lacheys like really bring it, because I feel like on past reunions, they don't ask the questions that like we want to know. It's just like, it's like a nice, like breezy reunion, just like, you know, not trying to get down to the drama and shit. And at a reunion, that's where the drama comes. Like, you have to ask like the crazy questions and like go in and be like, what were you thinking? Why'd you come on the show if you did that? Like, we want to see all the tea. So I really hope for this season at this reunion that they really go in and they ask the questions that we want to hear. Because last reunion was awful. We could have did a better job.
Yeah. And I'm just also excited because these haven't dropped yet. I can't wait for Jimmy to finally see Jess, because he is going to choke.
Oh, he's totally going to choke. But the fact that, like...
He's going to need that EpiPen.
But the fact that we know that they're not together because she was just seen with Harry, that ruined it for me.
Oh, and Trevor. Oh, my... He was also such a letdown.
Oh, my God, Trevor! This fucking asshole.
Such a letdown.
You know what? Everyone's pissing me off.
Well, you know, he also, him and Jess, I heard, did perfect match.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They just finished it.
Did he have a girlfriend through that, too?
I mean, I don't get these people. I really don't.
I don't either. And then I heard, like, what a dick he is. He threatened to expose, like, explicit videos of the girlfriend to, like, her son.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow, you're a real piece of shit.
Yeah, she said he was, like, harassing her, and he's abusive. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I know. I'm like, who would have thought Matthew, the serial killer, is going to come out on top this season?
Oh, he was such a weirdo, too.
Such a weirdo.
Do you remember he would just, like, walk such out? He'd be like, oh, I didn't want to answer that. And then he would just walk out of the room.
Well, such a weirdo. I actually heard he didn't walk out. I don't think he actually did walk out. I think that was editing. Because Sarah Ann said he actually was in the other side of the room, but they cut the microphones after a certain amount of time.
Oh.
So Sarah Ann said, you know, it was true. He didn't walk out. So that was editing. So I was like, ooh, see, we don't know.
He walked out of a few, though. I feel like they tried to make him look creepy and weird.
They needed one.
Yeah. What a sin.
I know. Well, those episodes I'm excited to drop. I'm excited to see everyone kind of see each other, especially Jess and Jimmy.
I mean, that's what everyone wants to see. And then the reunion, you Lacheys better be asking all the good questions, because I'm going to be annoyed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. These men have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, and women. That girl came in with a freaking man.
Oh, right. Yep, Amber. But she didn't, like, make it that far, because she left because she knew she was in a relationship. She's like, it's all right, this is my out. But anyway, do you want to jump to some fan questions before we have to go?
Surely.
Because I think we spoke about Love is Blind enough. I think they got it.
I mean, I feel like you all feel the same. So once the other episodes come out, we'll be back talking about it. Ooh, I like this one. All right, so this is a fan question. If you can make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it? Oh, my God. So I really love, you know, I love an Italian sub with, like, a hard roll on it. Like, that's amazing. But my favorite ones, like, if I really want to have, like, a sandwich that, like, puts me in my feels, I'll do, like, the regular white bread. And I'll do pepperoni, bologna, American cheese.
Oh, I love
bologna. Ham. And then I'll get regular chips, and I'll put the chips in the sandwich. Like, I'm going there. I put the chips in the sandwich so it's nice and crunchy, with either mayo or mustard, with whatever I'm feeling that day. And that sandwich puts me in my feels. It brings me back. I mean, that's my ultimate sandwich, with pickles, with the buttery sliced pickles.
Mm. That's a lot on a sandwich.
It's literally my favorite. That's a good sandwich. And it brings me back to, like, feeling like a kid. I just love it.
So this is, it's so simple, and it's weird. So it's so weird you said bologna. I love bologna, and I used to love when Wawa had bologna, because Wawa is my best thing. And I would just get a soft round roll, with bologna and mustard, and that's it. And it was so freaking good. That was my go-to sandwich when I was young. Another sandwich I like is from Subway, and I get like a honey grain roll with grilled chicken, and then I get honey mustard, lettuce, tomato, olive, and jalapenos. It's really good. This one question I like. It is, hey, meatballs, you guys talk a lot about how you feel about spirits and the afterlife, etc. So when the time comes, what would you like to be reincarnated as?
Ooh.
Honestly, I just want to go to heaven. I want to just go to heaven and see, like, all my family there. Like, and then once, very, very long from now, once, like, my kids go and everybody else, my mom, everyone, I just want us all to be in heaven together. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. I just want to be in heaven.
Yeah.
With my family.
I mean, same. But if we were to be reincarnated and, like, all my, like, my kids were coming with me, I would want to be reincarnated into a cat. And I want my kittens to be my kids. And then we're cats. And we just lay in the sun all day. And we snuggle. And we go outside and climb trees. Like, I would reincarnate with my kids being cats, for sure.
All right. If my family's coming with me, I would reincarnate back into humans.
Back to humans? Yeah. You want to try, like, an animal for a little bit?
They're, like, short lifespans.
But, yeah, but then you go back and then you do it again.
Oh.
Can you just be cats with me?
I'd rather be a dog.
Oh, then you're going to chase me. We're going to fight.
That's fine.
What kind of dog?
You
want to be like Callie?
Yeah, maybe like a Yorkie or a French bulldog.
Cute.
Like a cuddle bug.
I want to be like a fat orange cat.
Or a Cocker Spaniel. Maybe I'd be a Cocker Spaniel. They're pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice question.
All right. So let me go because my house is chaotic today.
I can't.
As you all could see. So I'm going to go, and Cameron's good. He's eating an ice cream cone now, but I'm going to go and make sure he's okay.
All right. Go be a mom. We love you, meatballs. We will see you all next week.
Love you, meatballs. Let's get sauced.